USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States will pursue Russia's efforts to discuss a prisoner swap for WNBA star Brittany Griner. Blinken making that promise at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov is also at the meeting and said earlier in the day that Russia is ready to discuss a trade deal for Griner. A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces he's suspending Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren over his refusal to prosecute cases regarding Florida's abortion ban and gender transition treatments. Florida AG Ashley Moody claims law enforcement in Warren's jurisdiction support the governor's decision.
Law enforcement came out and expressed their frustrations. They said, look, when you have prosecutors like this that have agendas that are put in front of the safety of the community or helping law enforcement, that's a problem.
Warren claims he's staying on in his position and accuses Governor DeSantis of pulling a political stunt. The Mall of America is back open after it was locked down due to a shooting incident. Police say the incident started as a fight between two groups at a Nike store. Someone in one of the groups fired three shots before running from the scene. No injuries were reported. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is defending his seat against Republican nominee Herschel Walker in the midterm elections this November. Walker calls out the senator on his policies on Fox Business.
My opponent believed in raising taxes during a recession. My opponent believed being soft on crime. He voted with Joe Biden to elect officials that are soft on crime. My opponent believed that he voted to put men in women's sports where I do not think men should be in women's sports.
The latest Fox News poll has Senator Warnock ahead of Walker by 4%, which is within the margin of error.
Russia said Friday it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison by a Russian court for a drug offense. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow Friday at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Nebraska State Patrol is holding a suspect on probable cause on the murder death of four people in Laurel. The arrest was made around 5:30 Friday morning. The State Patrol believes shots were fired into two homes that were set on fire early Thursday morning. One person was found dead in one house, and three bodies were found in another. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.